Well, I hope and pray that everybody seems to be doing okay. I just want to let you know that Bethel United Methodist Church is not closed. Now, we do things a little differently than what we have in the past, but and the ministry is still alive and well, and that's the most beautiful thing. I go to the church every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock because it is not illegal for us to gather in the church. We are to adhere to some guidelines and to be able to practice social distancing and a lot of the other things that they recommend. I have a few people that come on Sunday morning, and we worship God, and we follow the same things that we're doing here on these online services. We pray, we sing, and we listen to the messages. A little different, but we're still there. And we just understand that this year, especially Easter Sunday, it falls at a time where we're in the midst of COVID-19. And it's a time where, yeah, most of us are secluded to our homes, and we're told to wrap our faces in a cloth. And if we do go out for groceries or supplies and walk into the grocery store, you'll see people wandering quietly through the aisles with gloved hands and masked face. Not all of them, but, yeah. And you don't want to get too close to them. That's human nature. And you'll register a wide-eyed look of alarm on the face of some passers-by if you're not wearing a mask. But we are hiding from an invisible beast. Yeah, I said beast. And that's what people are naming this virus that attacks ferociously in the night with spike fevers, aches, lung binding, hallucinations. COVID-19 is a breathtaking virus, no doubt about it. It steals the breath from people's bodies in a particularly terrifying way. It strikes suddenly, leaving us frightened and breathless at times. With no cure in sight, at least not on the horizon, they're making a lot of progress and a lot of things that are happening. People are recovering. That's the most important thing. People are recovering. Yeah, there's been a lot of deaths, but there's been a lot of people recovering. Thanks be to God for our medical brothers and sisters and taking good care of us in hospitals. But we gotta take care. Cover our noses and our face with a cloth if you're comfortable with that. It's a suggestion. It's not a requirement, but we hope to keep the aggressive beast away from our lungs. Amen. Now, COVID-19 is a death threat that's already been good in many lives, in a sense. This particularly brutal coronavirus situation makes us feel that we're locked up in a dark tomb for an impossibility of maybe a long duration, as of the darkness of Good Friday. You know what was good about Good Friday? We know that resurrection came, that the grave could not hold Jesus. So to take and put it into a spiritual aspect of what we're dealing with, Good Friday might be going on for a long time, like I say, with this situation. Yet all around us, we see signs of spring, signs of awakening, signs of hope, signs of resurrection. Now, we know life as we know it may be dampened down for now, covered in what feels like maybe a funeral clothing. And yet, as spring blooms around us, birds sing, the sun bursts out from the winter clouds, trees bud, flowers unfurl. The ground is not as hard as what is as it falls from the spring rains. And God unwraps an entirely new landscape of color in life. For now, we wait. And I was thinking, and I was wondering, what it must have felt like to Jesus in those 3 days in the tomb, knowing resurrection was imminent, yet waiting for the dawn to come on that magnificent morning, when that stone was rolled away and the sun streamed through and the angel of the Lord removed that funeral cloth from him and wrapped it up neatly and laid it down. Jesus, in the face of love and grace, and the Holy Spirit breathed into him again the holy breath of life. into his stricken body. It made it rise like Ezekiel's bones from the valley of the shadow of death. Oh yeah, 3 days of darkness and then new restored life. And not the same life, but restored in a resurrection life. So we're going to talk this morning, why should we believe in the resurrection? I think we do believe in the resurrection because somebody told us about it. And I think we believe in the resurrection sometimes because it stood the test of time. But supremely, I believe that we should believe in the resurrection because we have seen the life of others that had experienced new life. The life of a resurrection Christ that gives us peace and joy and life and hope. Hope that there's something much better ahead for us. So where do I stand this morning with all this crazy stuff going on around us? I stand and I shout, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Pray that you have a good day. And we certainly lift up all our brothers and sisters that are in special need of prayer this morning. Just know that we're praying for you. We're lifting you up. And if we would like to have personal prayer, you can contact me or you can send me a note or an email and we can put you on the prayer list. Phil keeps up the prayer list and we just want to pray for you. So probably just rambling now a little bit, but God loves you and I love you, and we're grateful that you're listening this morning in this special way. Amen.